Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. I want to start today by telling you about a man who was a Roman soldier. He had risen in the ranks by hard work, skill, and valor, became a commander of 100 soldiers in the world's most powerful army. But now this leader was helpless. A loved and valued servant was sick and about to die. The man who could control a military unit couldn't save his friend. In his time of trial, this man turned to Jesus. Before Jesus reached his house, the commander sent friends to tell him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself. I do not deserve to have you come under my roof." The man understood what it meant to trust others in battle, and now he transferred that trust to Jesus. "Say the word," he told Jesus, "and my servant will be healed." Luke chapter 7, verse 9. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Some people conclude that either you have faith or you don't, and that's simply not true. Trusting God is something we develop throughout our lives. George Mueller, the great man of faith, said, "We must allow God to educate us through trials. It is through trials that faith is exercised and developed more and more." Mueller said that he would gladly pass through the trials of faith if, quote, "God might be glorified and his church would be benefited," end quote. So here's a question. When trials come, what do? Will you give way to fear or will you hold on to faith? Are you willing to pass through the trials of faith in order to glorify God? Father, I believe. Help my unbelief. Drive fear from my heart and replace it with faith. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.